Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3409 BN. Today's date is July 22nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is, Where is Biden? Is he dead? Kamala Harris is a placeholder. Traitors are being brought into focus. Renegade and Evergreen. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are now headed down the path the patriots have set for them. If you really think about it, we've known for a very long time that they were going to have a change of batter. They were going to sneak someone else in, and it was going to be a woman. They saved her to the end to ensure victory. And I do believe that Kamala Harris, she is a placeholder right now, and they started the process. Remember, this all has to be done before August 19th, before the DNC. And at this point, we haven't seen Biden. Now, he sent a letter. Of course, it wasn't on the official letterhead. People are looking at the signature saying this is not his signature. And he tweeted out, which actually wasn't him, it was a staffer, saying that he endorses Kamala Harris. Now, in the very beginning, we know that Biden didn't want Kamala Harris to be the president or the presidential nominee. So you can see that Biden is no longer in charge. I don't think he ever was in charge, but he's no longer there. I do believe something else is happening to Biden. The question is he still alive or is he dead? Because it's very interesting that he wouldn't make an announcement on social media, TV, letting everyone know that he is not pursuing the presidential nomination. So that calls into question, why is Kamala now heading down to Delaware? Why is there a no-fly zone over Delaware? And why did the doctor all of a sudden, his doctor, who's been hiding his cognitive abilities and lying about it, why is he putting out a letter saying that Biden is now recovering? I do believe they need to keep the story going that he's alive long enough, because if it shows that he died before that letter came out and he died before that post came out on X, everyone would be questioning what is really going on here. So I do believe they need to make the case that he is still living, maybe for a day or two, maybe one more day after that, and then it will come out that he is no longer alive. Or maybe he'll still be alive. But again, it's a lot easier if he's removed from the entire situation. Why is that? Because they've already started the process of bringing Kamala Harris in as the nominee. She's getting everyone to endorse her except Obama. I think Obama, for optics reasons, he's staying out of the picture right now, but he needs Pritzker, Warren, Clinton's, and the rest. Why? Because they need to get her to be the nominee. Now, there are a couple of states right now that don't allow the switch because the dates have passed. And the only way to shift the delegates to someone else, the individual, must be removed by the 25th Amendment, or that person is dead. Do they want to take the time and the process of removing him with the 25th Amendment, saying that he is cognitively impaired, or is it easier to say that he passed away? I'm going to go with it's much easier to say he passed away, and they can use the excuse of COVID or whatever else they want to use. But once he passes away, states like Wisconsin, Then the delegates can go to Kamala Harris. She will then become the nominee. Now, in the beginning, I thought that Biden would be the nominee and they would switch him out later on. But I guess they didn't want to wait for that. They wanted to remove him right off the bat. They're going to make Kamala the nominee. Then it's much, much easier to swap her out, which I do believe they are going to do. I do believe she is a placeholder right now. The traitors are going to be brought into focus. And I do believe we're going to see Renegade and Evergreen come into focus, which is Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Barack Obama is Renegade. He actually picked his own United States Secret Service name, and he picked Renegade, which is traitor, and Hillary Clinton's is Evergreen. So I do believe these two individuals are coming into focus, and we are returning to where we started, where it all started, with Obama spying on Trump's campaign, Obama being the shadow president. He's been the shadow president for a very long time. Hillary Clinton paying for the Steele dossier, paying for the Alpha Bank hoax, trying to remove Trump, Obama and Hillary and Biden going after Trump every step of the way, with all the other deep state players. And you could see Trump, I do believe in the end, he wants to show the people who the traitors really are. And he wants them front and center. And I do believe those are going to be the individuals that are going to be most likely running in the 2024 election. And I wouldn't be surprised if Hillary's running for president and Obama is running as VP. Now, they could actually maybe put Michelle in to fill in for Obama. That might be a thing. But again, we can see that no matter what happens, we're heading in that direction. And I do believe they saved her. And I'm talking about Hillary right now. And they're going to put her in. And instead of Michelle, we're going to get even something even better than that. We're going to get Barack Obama. And I do believe that is what is coming into focus right now. Now, remember, Obama, he can be VP. He cannot run to be president, but he can run to be VP, which is very, very interesting. Because if something should happen to Hillary, he would then just move into that position. He is not elected president. Yes, it's a play on words, but again, this can be done. Yes, will there be constitutional lawyers trying to fight against this? They will, just like with everything else. But I think Trump, what he really wants to do is he wants to bring these people front and center. He wants the world to know that these are the individuals that are treasonous. These are the people that orchestrated the hit on him. And we could see that Director Cheadle, she was testifying today. Again, this was all for show. People now are seeing that this individual is hiding quite a bit. There's a lot of cover-up going right on. Because think about it. If you're the director of the Secret Service and something like this happens, you would want to get to the bottom of this. You would want to be out in the field. You would want to be out there showing everyone that you're doing the job to find why this happened, why things went wrong. Where's there another shooter? Where are the recordings? What's going? But you could see she has no interest in it, which tells you everything you need to know. When these individuals have no interest and all they talk about is an investigation, I can't comment on that because it's an investigation, or I don't have the answer to that. These are canned answers that they have been told to say. This way they don't have to basically lie and then get caught up in a lie as they're testifying to Congress. Because again, this could be used against them. But you could see they have no timeline. They have no information. They never do. But this actually shows the people quite a bit. Remember, we weren't going to get any real answers. She wasn't going to come out and say, hey, by the way, yeah, you know what? I was part of it. Mayorkas was part of it. Obama, Hillary Clinton, Biden, we were all part of it. It was a hit on Trump. We actually orchestrated the... They were never, ever going to do that. And you could see that once again, we need to get to the bottom of this. And what's the bottom of this? It's the source. Who actually orchestrated this? We need the emails. We need the text messages. We need to find out who visited this kid and where did this person come from, or multiple people? And was the FBI involved? Was the DOJ involved? Was the intelligence community involved? Who was involved? And I think we're starting to get these answers. And I think we're going to get a lot more answers as time goes on. Now, what's very interesting is since Joe Biden wrote this letter, which I don't believe he wrote at all, But since he dropped out of the presidential race, it seems that Hunter Biden has now dropped his lawsuit against Fox News over the miniseries. That is very interesting. Why would he drop that? Something else is going on. Absolutely. Because he doesn't have the support of his father anymore in the White House. They've lost all support right now, and he's on his own. So I do believe that if he kept going with this, information would have come out about him, about his father. And right now, there's nobody to cover any of this up. So I do believe he needs to drop it at this point. But you can see the powers that be, since everything is completely and utterly falling apart for them, and they're trying to switch things up. Because again, they need to cheat in the election. If they can't cheat in the election, they're going to have to delay the election. To delay the election, they're going to have to try to bring us to war, because this is all they have left. All those other indictments and everything else that they brought against Trump, that is going to most likely fall by the wayside. Again, think about all the rulings that came out with the Supreme Court, with the immunity case. When Biden is completely gone, those indictments, I don't know if they're going to continue with them. I think we have one left in September with the hush money case, and they'll make some type of ruling. But again, there's no individual driving this anymore. Everything now is shifting into their other plans, saying, okay, we can't remove Trump, you know, with indictments. We tried to assassinate him. All of this has failed now. We have to move to the next level, and we need to bring the entire country down. We need the world to go to war. We need to make these people pay for all of this, and we need to cover our tracks, and we need to destroy the country, because that's their ultimate plan. That's their plan from the very, very, very beginning. This was their plan going back when Obama first came in. Remember, he came in and he started the insurgency. Trump came into office and he created the counterinsurgency. Obama was following the 16-year plan, 8 years of Obama. Get the weapons away from the people, infiltrate the country, bring the people over the border, and start chaos and attack the country from within. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. She was supposed to finish out the next 8 years. She was continually supposed to get the guns away from the people, and she was supposed to bring us to nuclear war. It was going to be a controlled war, and the United States was going to lose. Why? Because they've been selling secrets to the Chinese, to Russia, and to many other countries. So they had our codes. They knew our weapon systems, and they were going to have the upper hand. Actually, Trump let us know and confirmed all this during an interview that if Hillary Clinton would have won back in 2016, we would be in nuclear war right now. So again, they are following their 16-year plan. They're moving still in that direction. And that's why you're starting to see war being built and the narrative of war being pushed. And you could see that this is happening out in Ukraine with the NATO countries, out in the Middle East, and soon, I do believe, with Taiwan. OSINT Defender put this out and said, for the first time in history, a pair of U.S. Air Force B-52H strategic bombers are currently flying over Finland while being escorted by Finnish FA-18s as a show of force against Russia. Earlier today, the Russian Ministry of Defense claimed to have intercepted a pair of B-52s over the Barents Sea as they approached the Russian airspace, with them being escorted by Russian MiG-29s and MiG-31s before turning back towards Finnish airspace. So you could see things are now heating up. You're going to see a lot more of this. And we know that their entire plan is to bring us to World War III. And I remember Trump, he's let us know from the very, very beginning that this is the direction that this is going to head in, and he can have peace. So you're going to have one side where they'll be pushing war. Now, again, if Biden is not in the residency, that means Kamala will be the acting president. Congress will have to bring in a VP. I wonder who that will be. That'll be very, very interesting. And I mean, they might not be able to get around to it until the election. But again, Kamala, if she is the acting president, she will most likely say, this is my nomination. Then Congress is going to have to say, okay, we approve or disapprove of this nomination. And it might take, you know, a month or two to do this. So we could see that Kamala is going to be running the show right now. Well, again, she's the front of all of this. We know that Obama's in the background. And we know that they're going to be pushing war. That's their main plan. Their main plan is war. Trump's main plan is peace. So people are going to see a very, very big difference between the administrations. And I think people in the end, when the country is attacked, I think people are going to start to realize we got to go with the guy that's talking about peace. Now, remember, they're going to be brought to the precipice of destruction, the point in time where there is no hope. And the only hope is the guy that they don't like. And they're going to have to make a huge decision. I think they will make the decision of peace than rather go to nuclear war. And we can see this is where all this is heading. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about Biden and Kamala and everything else. But first, what's very interesting is we're getting more and more information about what the Biden administration has done during COVID. And it doesn't look too good for them because we know that they're all in on censoring. We know that they love to lie to the people. And that's what they did during COVID. They lied to the people over and over and over. They told people that the vaccine was going to stop the spread. You won't get COVID. Here, they're reporting that Biden has COVID. I don't think he has COVID. But again, he has booster after booster after booster. And they're telling us that he has COVID. It makes no sense. Well, we've come to find out, and America First Legal put this out, that they now found that the Biden-Harris admin colluded with Facebook to write a FAQ webpage to deter concerns about the side effects of COVID-19 vaccines and shape the public narrative. I mean, really think about this for a second. America First Legal says, we obtain these documents from litigation against the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The latest tranche of documents shows that the CDC worked with Facebook to control what information was being pushed to the public with regards to the COVID-19 vaccine. In an email chain between Facebook and CDC titled CDC Approval Requests, FAQ Content, Facebook sent drafts content to CDC for approval. In an email exchange, Janelle Adrian at Facebook emailed Carol Crawford at the CDC and asked for approval of FAQ Content section for Facebook COVID-19 Information Center. Notably, this is the same Carol Crawford who discussed using Twitter's secretive partner support portal to remove content online. Their proposed FAQs were specifically about the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. The CDC responded by making a few changes and asked to remove a line that stated, more serious side effects are extremely rare. A person is far more likely to be seriously harmed by a disease than by its vaccine. As Crawford noted, the CDC did not have any clear language, as far as I know, to support the second and third sentences. Despite this, Biden administration officials and the president himself tirelessly promoted the vaccine. In December 2021, Biden even stated, for unvaccinated, we are looking at winter of severe illness and death. If you're unvaccinated, for themselves, their families, and the hospitals, they'll soon overwhelm. The CDC thereby appears to have admitted that in May of 2021, months after the vaccine had already been rolled out, they could not confirm that the vaccine was safer than contracting COVID-19 itself and developing natural immunity. Nonetheless, the CDC continued to push the American people to take the vaccine. So basically, they lied to the American people. And this is what they've been doing for a very, very long time. And now the truth is getting out there. Remember, the plandemic was created using statistical numbers, using the hospitals. The hospitals got paid every time they said someone died from COVID. So what do you think they were going to do? They were going to tell everyone they died from COVID no matter what. They would have tested them and said, yep, COVID, even though it was a heart attack. Car accident, oop, COVID. Cancer, oh no, it was COVID. Because they get money. And hospitals, they're greedy. They need the money. And this was an easy way to make a lot of money. Plus, the fake news was reporting on the fake PCR tests. They gave a lot of false positives. So they just ramped their numbers up and people just went there and got tested, got COVID, don't have COVID, got COVID. People didn't have COVID. People most likely had the flu or it was old RNA because they brought the cycles out very, very far because it wasn't going to pick up anything. So the whole thing was a lie. And the people, all they saw were the numbers on the screens, and they believed it. And then they believed that they had to get these vaccines. The deep state players, these corrupt politicians, these agencies, they are evil, and they tricked the people. We need to have Nuremberg type of trials for for all of these people. Because, again, we can never, ever allow this to happen again. Now, what's very interesting, we could see that the director of the Secret Service, Cheadle, she decided to testify. Remember, she's a DEI hire. And once again, she's been coached. We could see it very, very clearly that there's an ongoing investigation. I mean, she gave the canned responses. But what's very interesting is that the D's were out there, and Representative Raskin, they kept pushing this back to gun control. How, oh, we got to get rid of the guns. Oh, are the guns the problem? Oh, we got, they're still stuck on the gun control. So they're using the attempted assassination for a gun control push. That's what they've been trying to do. But the Republicans, the Patriots, they were asking Cheadle some hard questions. Now, of course, she wasn't going to answer them honestly, but this is good for those people that are watching this play out because now they can see the cover up and they're looking at this going, are you serious about this? I mean, Cheadle was stonewalling the entire time. And then when Marjorie Taylor Greene asked her, listen, do you have a specific timeline? The director said she has no timeline of specific events that happened on the day of the assassination attempt. But she said there was a timeline, but there's nothing specific in the timeline. So it means she doesn't have a timeline. It's absolutely unbelievable when you start to really listen to this. But again, this is for those people that are now waking up, realizing, wait a minute, these agencies, they're really corrupt. Look at this. I'm watching this. This is absolutely unbelievable. Remember, this is the system. This is the criminal syndicate that you're watching right now. But again, the people must be convinced that there is a criminal syndicate, that there is a system and they protect themselves. But again, the only way we're going to find any answers is to go to the source. Just like with a disease, you got to go to the source. Yeah, you could have medication. You can mask the symptoms. But unless you go to the source, you're not going to get rid of the problem. And that goes with the economy. We have to go to the central bank, which is the source. The criminal syndicate, we need to go to the source of the problem. We need to find out who actually orchestrated all of this. Now, what's very interesting, people have been visiting Butler, Pennsylvania, and they've been on the roof, the slope roof, and actually it's not that sloped. And they've been visiting the building where the Secret Service is supposed to be, where they were looking out the window. And you could see very, very clearly that if there were Secret Service in there, they could see the shooter as clear as day. They couldn't even miss the shooter. So what does that tell you? It tells you that this was an inside job. That tells you that this was an operation. And what's very interesting with any good operation, any type of good, you know, mass shooting or anything that's going to go down, you got to make sure that you don't have the body cameras and you got to make sure that there's no recordings, even though this is standard procedure. So when they asked Cheadle if the United States Secret Service records radio comms, she says, yes, they do. Well, do you have them for July 13th? Oh, they don't. Now, the local police, they had no body cams either. Nobody had recording devices on them. I mean, if you're going to plan an op, this is what you do. And you can see this is their playbook. And it's becoming clear and clear every single day. So they asked Cheadle, was Thomas Matthew Crooks working alone? Now, of course, it's an ongoing investigation, and you would have to ask the FBI. And she's absolutely right about that. You would have to ask the FBI because the FBI most likely was involved in all of this. I remember a post saying, can you imagine what would happen if email and tests were brought out into the open and it showed that the FBI was involved? By the way, that's post 4014. Now, can you imagine if that happened? How can we actually make that happen? I think we need Patriots actually investigating. I think the Patriots need to order the emails, the texts, and everything else. But the other thing that's very interesting is that the Oversight Project, they decided to start tracking the phones, all the people that visited Crooks. And this is what they put out. We found the assassin's connection through our in-depth analysis of mobile ad data to track movements of Crooks and his associates. To do this, we tracked devices that regularly visited both Crooks' home and place of work and followed them. Someone who regularly visited Crooks' home and work also visited a building in Washington, D.C., located in Gallery Place. This is in the same vicinity of the FBI office on June 26, 2023. Whose device is this? Another device linked to Crooks visited Plymouth, Massachusetts. We found a device linked to Crooks' work that traveled to Butler, PA on July 4th and July 8th. This device stopped all activity on July 12th. And for those that are tracking this type of data, we identified devices that were located at Crooks' home and work within the past year. There were at least 9 devices linked to these AD IDs. So if anyone has any other information, contact the Oversight Committee, because I do believe that this is going to lead into the FBI, lead into other intelligence clowns, and we're going to start to see a picture start to form that this was an inside job to remove the president of the United States. Talk about our health. You guys know I always look out for ways to strengthen immunity and gut health, improve my fitness and metabolism, and enhance my skin and hair radiance. Well, I recently discovered an incredible product brand, Armra Colostrum. It got thousands upon thousands of 5-star reviews and really life-changing testimonials from users. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. Armra Colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 living bioactive nutrients that strengthen the barriers of your body and fuel cellular health for thousands of research-backed health benefits. It strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies gut health, activates hair growth and skin radiance, powers fitness, performance, and recovery, and confers powerful anti-aging benefits. Armra Colostrum is premium bovine colostrum concentrate and unlike any other product on the market. It is uniquely optimized for a human health, sustainable, and was developed with the highest integrity from start to finish. We've worked out an exclusive offer for my audience. Lock in a special limited time monthly auto ship rate of $99 and get a free starter kit on your first order. This kit includes an Armra carafe and travel pack to kickstart your transformation. Go to tryarmra.com/X22 to get this exclusive order, or just click the link in the description. And I think the people of this country are going to be absolutely shocked. Now think about it. This also relates to when Trump releases the JFK files, because if it shows that the intelligence clowns or took a shot at Trump, when Trump releases the JFK files, it's going to show the same thing. And it's going to show that we had a criminal syndicate taking out our presidents. Paul Sperry put this out and said, Biden appointed United States Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle revealed in live hearings she still has not visited the site of the Trump assassination attempt in Butler, PA. 9 days into the investigation of United States Secret Service security failures, she admitted in her opening statement, were failures. Now, why wouldn't the United States Secret Service, the director, why wouldn't she visit the crime scene? Any other person with half a brain, that would be the first thing you would do. You would go visit the crime scene. You're the head of the Secret Service. The reason why she didn't, because there'd be too many questions. The reason why she didn't, she would have to answer questions. Oh, you saw this at the crime scene. Can you explain this? If you don't visit, you can't, nobody can ask you those questions. But again, the cover-up always gets you in the end. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Now, what we're seeing is that the House GOP, they're going to be putting together a commission. And it looks like Representative Mike Kelly is the lead sponsor of the resolution, which would have 6 Republicans and 5 Democrats serving on the panel. And they're going to investigate what really happened. Now, I do believe they need to get the FBI emails and text messages. They need to get all communications from all these different agencies to see who was involved in all this. And they need to find out the communications on the shooter's, the assassin's phone, and actually track all this information to see who's been visiting, who hasn't been visiting. We've already started this off with the Oversight Committee, but I do believe this needs to continue. And I do believe this is how we're going to get this information out there. And we're going to go to the source of how this actually happened. I do believe people are going to be shocked when you learn who was really behind this. Now, on the other side, we have Mayorkas. He's in the process of covering all of this up. And he has appointed independent review panel on the Trump assassination attempt. So who did he bring in? Well, Two are officials in the Republican George W. Bush's administration. One was a former police chief in Democratic-run Prince George's County, Maryland. And the fourth is former Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano, who served as Barack Obama's first Homeland Security Secretary. Yeah, I think that tells you everything you need to know. You know exactly where all of this is headed. Now, what's very interesting is we know the deep state players, they're moving full speed ahead in the change of batter. And we could see they've already made their move against Biden. Kamala is now getting the endorsements where they're going to make her the presumptive nominee right before the virtual roll call, right before the DNC. And I do believe they're setting this up where she will then become the nominee and they will then swap her out later on. And this will take the power away from Biden, because remember, Obama always wanted Kamala to be the president of the United States. And I do believe he's been working with Kamala this entire time. And I do believe that he will then make a move on and replace Kamala later on. But what's very interesting, and David Sacks put this out, and he said, and this is on X, he said, Nancy made clear that they could do this the easy way or the hard way. And she's talking about Joe Biden. So what is the hard way? Is that killing him? Is that removing him with the 25th Amendment? Is it doing what they just did? That seems very, very interesting. But everyone now is looking at the letter that Biden put out there. And his announcement, when it was released, was not on official letterhead, number one. Number two, the signatures don't match. And many people are looking at his old signatures and looking at his new signature, and they are completely different. Dr. Naomi Wolf put this out and said, verified Biden's signature left, resignation letter signature right. So on the left, the signature looks different. On the right, the signature has an underline under his name, and nobody can find an underline before. So that is kind of odd. So people have been looking at all other documents. ALX put this out and says, can anyone find another example of Joe Biden underlying his signature? And everyone's been searching for this. So this is very, very odd, very, very strange, and it wasn't on official letterhead. Trump, he put this out and said, it's a new day and Joe Biden doesn't remember quitting the race yesterday. He is demanding his campaign schedule and arranging talks with President Xi of China and Putin of Russia concerning the possible start of World War III. Biden is sharp, decisive, energetic, angry, and ready to go. So Trump is kind of letting us know that Joe Biden is not going to remember quitting. And war is definitely coming. And who's going to actually handle what is headed our way? So that is very, very interesting. Kyle Becker says, let's recap this historic day. Joe Biden suddenly resigns via X. White House staff find out 1 minute later. Joe Biden resignation letter, not on official letterhead. Biden signature, suspect, underline. Steve Ricchetti helped write the letter. Jill Biden tweets, heart emoji, response. White House wipes Biden's schedule. White House chief of staff calls cabinet manage comms. Frank Biden confirms health a factor. Family suggests Biden may have terminal illness. Joe Biden holds no live press conferences. Where is Joe? Just another perfect normal day in Biden's America. Plus, Netanyahu was coming to meet with him and they canceled on Netanyahu. So Biden's brother released a weird statement saying that they are going to enjoy whatever time we have left. He also admitted that declining health played a considerable role in him stepping down. So the question is Joe Biden dead? Where is he? Now, Kamala, she went to Wilmington, Delaware. She was having a press conference and Joe just happened to call in. Now, again, is this really Joe or is this AI? And they're using this to make it look like he's still alive. I think the people need to see him because it's very odd that he actually decided to announce that he's not running over X without giving a press conference. Or if he can do this like he's doing it now with a recording, why didn't he put out a recording? That is very interesting. Because again, when you look and you go back in the past, Biden wasn't really all for Kamala. He wasn't going to endorse her. And I do believe Obama and the others, they needed Kamala to be endorsed by Biden. So did they stage all this, or is he still alive? It's very interesting. The doctor that's been lying about his cognitive ability, who's been lying about he has no mental or any other type of problems, he just put out a statement today, and it says that Biden completed his 10th dose of Paxlovid. His symptoms have almost resolved completely. His pulse, blood pressure, respiratory rate, and temperature remain absolutely normal. His oxygen saturation continues to be excellent on room air. His lungs remain clear. So wait a minute. So he put this letter out. Then Biden called into the press conference. And this is all very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Lady Lawyer, she put this out and said, RAV is reporting 46 gravely ill. FAA issued no fly over Delaware except for VIP only. Emergency meeting with White House staffers already being conducted. Prepare yourself. General Mike Flynn said, what the hell is going on? Is this what I think it implies? So did they stage everything just so he can make an announcement that, yes, he truly does endorse Kamala, but he's really not here, and they'll wait days later to say that, listen, it looked like he was doing really well, everything looked great, but all of a sudden, he took a turn for the worst, and he's dead. Now remember, to remove Biden from some of the states, the delegates, you can only do it one or two ways. He has to die, or it's the 25th Amendment. So there are certain states where they can't back out of this right now unless those two things happen. So keep that in the back of your mind. If he's not dead, they're going to have to take him out with the 25th Amendment. If they're not going to take him out with the 25th Amendment, because that's a big procedural thing that you got to go through, would it be a lot easier just to say he's dead? But you got to make sure that he endorses Kamala so she's the nominee. Because they need to make sure that she's the nominee. I do believe she's the placeholder. So Kamala, she went down to Delaware. So this is very, very interesting how this is all playing. And I do believe this is all being orchestrated by Obama. And Trump, he said Biden never had COVID. He is a threat to democracy. And if you go back to post 4014, it said COVID-19 concern or strategic for last minute change. I do believe it was strategic for a last minute change. Now, they need to make sure that Kamala is the nominee, and they still have to deal with the part of getting Biden off the ballot in certain states. And I do believe they needed to do this part first and then tell everyone that most likely he passed away. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is very, very interesting. But Trump, he does ask a very good question, since we haven't really heard from him, except for this one announcement. Who's running our country right now? So if he's bedridden, is it Kamala? Is she running the country? It's not Crooked Joe, he says. He has no idea where he is. If he can't run for office, he can't run our country. And he's absolutely right. Because if he can't run for office, maybe he should take a cognitive test to make sure that he could still run this country. But again, they don't want to do that. Now remember, if he's still alive, I do believe they're going to have to use the 25th Amendment. And yes, Obama has the insurance policy of the special counsel Hur tapes, and they will release those to remove Biden one way or another. And we'll have to see which direction they go in. But we're getting information that Senator Manchin, first, he wanted to run for president. Next, he said, I'm not going to run for president. And now it looks like he's confirmed that he won't be running for president. But you could see that Kamala, she's getting all the endorsements that she needs to be the presumptive nominee. Alex Soros is not endorsing her, of course. Clinton's Warren. We see Pritzker. She got his endorsement and effectively cleared the path to the nomination. And it looks like Democrats close ranks as all 50 state chair endorse Kamala Harris. So it looks like they're pushing her to be the nominee. They want this before August 19th, and they need to do something with Joe right now. And this will be very, very interesting. But you can see there's a lot of mega donors that are not on board with Kamala whatsoever. And we could see those voters that were voting for Nikki Haley, the PAC, why are they now going to be voting for Kamala Harris. I thought she said these voters were going to be going to Trump. Haley voters for Harris. We support Joe Biden's recommendation and will immediately change the name of our organization to Haley Voters for Harris. There is no time to lose. She was a tough prosecutor. So that's kind of odd, don't you think? Now they're all in on Harris. I thought they were going to go to Trump. That's interesting. Tom Bevan put this out and said, the Clintons weigh in. And the Clintons put out a statement and they said, Biden has capped his extraordinary career of service with a presidency that has lifted America out of the unprecedented pandemic, created millions of new jobs, blah, 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 blah. Down below, it says, we've lived through many ups and downs, but nothing has made us more worried for our country than the threat posed by a second Trump term. He has promised to be a dictator on day one. And the recent ruling by his servile Supreme Court will only embolden him to further shred the Constitution. Now it is time to support Kamala Harris and fight with everything we've got to elect her. America's future depends on it. Richard Barris translates this for us and says the Democrat donor class want to legally pass the war chest, not restock a new one. So they want to pass this to Kamala Harris. So the Biden's campaign, nearly $96 million in campaign funds, could be passed off without a snag if Democrats either nominate Harris or if she remains on the ticket as the VP nominee. Wait a minute. If she remains the VP nominee and not the presidential nominee, who would they bring in as the presidential nominee? Would they then bring in Hillary Clinton as the president to keep the war chest? I do believe so. Who would Hillary then bring in as the VP? Most likely Barack Obama, which is a lot better than Michelle Obama. It brings Evergreen and Renegade into focus. Now that is very, very interesting. And look what the Associated Press put out there. The DNC chair promises a transparent and orderly process to select a new nominee after Biden drops his 2024 bid. They didn't say elect. They said select. Richard Barris says, folks, notice the operative word here, select, not elect. So they are selecting their people. Very, very interesting. And on Sunday, it looks like they put out an FEC a filing that shows that Kamala is running as the presidential nominee. Now, I do believe they're going to switch this up, and most likely she'll be running as the VP, and they will swap her out later on. That is going to be very, very interesting. But they did this on a Sunday, and who does this on the Sunday? Oh, it was done in advance because they knew exactly what they were going to do, and that's why they were able to do this so quickly. But you remember, this was planned from the very, very beginning. We're watching the whole change your batter thing unfold right in front of our eyes. And that is very, very interesting. But Trump, he did put something out that's very, very interesting. And this is coming from Dan Scavino. They're trying to let us know that Kamala was in on it. And she is the one that has been orchestrating the 16-year plan. I guess when Joe Biden dropped the ball, she actually went ahead and conducted and orchestrated everything that Obama wanted. Take a listen to this.
In on it. She covered up Joe's obvious mental decline.
Our president is in good shape, in good health,
tireless, vibrant, and I have no doubt about the strength of the work that we have done.
But Kamala knew Joe couldn't do the job, so she did it. Look what she got done. A border invasion, runaway inflation, the American dream dead. They created this mess. They know Kamala owns this failed record. Make America great.
So let's just review who Kamala really is. American Thinker put this out and said, she was raised in Canada, not California. She is not African-American. Her mother is East Indian and her father is Bohemian. She started her political career by having an affair with a married man and slept her way up the ladder. She imprisoned over 2,000 blacks for simple marijuana possession while she was California AG. By her own father's admission, she is a descendant of one of Hamilton Brown's one of the most largest slave owner traders in Bohemian history. Think about that for a second. And think about what Technofog let us know going back a couple of days. He said, something to consider. DNC rules allow it to pick the replacement should the nominee drop out. An early nomination means the theoretical eventual nominee, the Biden replacement, can be featured at the convention. There's a strategy to the acceleration. Absolutely. And Professor Patriot put this out. The clock is ticking down for replacing Biden. Seven states are particularly troublesome: Wisconsin, Nevada, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Most of them are swing states. Wisconsin, Nevada are particularly troublesome. Here's how the rules look for each state. In Wisconsin, only Joe's death or removal by the 25th Amendment would suffice to replace him on the ballot. That's interesting. In Nevada, the drop-dead date to replace a candidate is the fourth Friday of June, which is the 28th this year. In Georgia, the Dems will not have candidate if Biden drops out inside 60 days from the election. Michigan's deadline this year is August 26, the day before the Democratic National Convention. For Ohio, the official nomination was pushed back to August 7th for Biden already. The Ohio governor has signaled that he may have an official nomination for Biden weeks ahead of the deadline. But once nominated, that's that. Either way, August 7th is do or die for officially nominating a candidate. Texas has a soft deadline for naming candidates of September 10th to allow time for processing absentee ballots that are sent out in late September. Pennsylvania has an August 27th deadline, the same date as the 2024 convention this year. The Democrats cannot possibly win without these states in the mix. Something has to give soon. It will probably be Biden's last functioning brain cell, which means he's either incapacitated or he's dead. Which would be easier for the deep state players? I do believe it would be a lot easier if he just passes away. I'm not wishing anything upon him, but you have to remember how the deep state thinks. Do they really need him around anymore? I don't think so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we have not seen an open convention since 1968, some 56 years ago. Remember when we had the riots there during the Vietnam War? Well, we might see it again. Who knows? A virtual vote would lock in a new nominee in early August, whereas the other option will be an open convention when no candidate arrives with a clear majority of delegates. In this case, the event turns into a mini primary in which contenders scramble to persuade delegates to vote for them. This can be chaotic. Parties battle each other for the nomination, and this, I think, will be a disaster. I do believe this is why they're trying to get Kamala the nominee way before this, because if it's an open delegate, this would be a complete and utter disaster. Now, I thought they were going to do this with Biden, but I guess they couldn't wait anymore. They couldn't take it anymore, and they needed to speed the process up. They needed the people to endorse Kamala because, again, they're running out of time. And I do believe they needed to put things in overdrive to start the process here. And it looks like that's exactly what they're doing. So we're going to have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very interesting. Now, Obama, he did put out a statement, but he did not endorse Kamala because I do believe, number one, he's driving all this. Number two, optics. Number three, he knows that Kamala is only a placeholder. They just needed enough people to make her the nominee. And then eventually, well, they're going to do the old switcheroo. They're going to bring in Hillary Clinton instead of Michelle Obama. I do believe they might even attempt to bring Obama in, and I'm talking about Barack Obama, renegade, as the VP. This is going to be very, very interesting. Rick Grenell put this out and said, watch what happens over the next 2 weeks with Kamala. If she doesn't cut it, then Justice Sotomayor will be forced to resign to make way for Kamala and then an opening convention fight for president. We'll have to see how this all plays out. It's going to be very, very interesting. But you have to remember, the Republicans, they're going to launch lawsuits against the D's. Election Wizard put this out and said, Heritage's Oversight Project, which has been preparing lawsuits to jam up Democrats and replacing Biden, issues cryptic warning. We have been preparing for this moment for months. Who is laughing now? No more make it up as you go elections. Stay tuned. So it looks like they're preparing to unleash lawsuits against the D's. So this is going to be very, very interesting. Trump, he put this out and said, Joe Biden will go down as the worst president in the history of the United States. Kamala, or horrible and incompetent border czar, will be worse. And he's absolutely right. And I do believe everything now is coming into focus. I do believe the traitors are going to be brought front and center, and the people are going to see who's treasonous to this country. And that reminds me of Post 3856, February 12, 2020. Up top has an American flag, and it says patriot, a person who loves, support, and defends his or her country and its interests with devotion, a person who regards himself or herself as defender, especially of individual rights, traitor, a person who betrays another, a cause, or any trust, a person who commits treason by betraying his or her country. Down below it says the lines are drawn. Define renegade, Hussein, United States Secret Service code name. It means traitor, turncoat. Define evergreen, Hillary Clinton, United States Secret Service code name. Non-standard definition, think depopulation. The silent war continues. And I do believe we are now in the fourth quarter, the final countdown. And I do believe Trump, he's bringing these individuals back into focus, showing that these are the traitors, the treasonous people, and the people of this country, the people of the world are going to see this. And I do believe the people are going to see it. And remember, from the very beginning, Trump said what? He declassified everything. And I do believe the people, they're going to see everything. Why? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.